You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Brian Bell with Gates Insurance. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
We were talking before the break about homeowners insurance and car insurance and more of the personal side of your insurance.
Right.
During the break, we started talking a little bit about flood insurance. Tell us a little bit about that before we move on into commercial.
Well, I think Brian brought up a great point that it's, you know, become an issue in some of the transactions that he's seen, you know, around Bloomington. And certainly we're not isolated to it. And there has been a lot of rain in the country this year. You know, we've seen just horrific things in Iowa recently. And so that's another reason to review your policy and sit down with an insurance professional and find out exactly what you are covered for and what you aren't. Because the reality of it is that things do change.
Right.
And Brian was citing an example of someone who thought that they were or were not in a flood insurance or flood zone, and now, you know, now they are. And the insurance carriers are going to respond to that in kind. They're going to charge you more premium, or they're going to, you know, drop your coverage, or however they see fit.
Right.
And generally, the insurance companies are, you know, on your side, but they also are good risk managers as well, probably a lot better than we are. They're not in business to lose money, so they'll address that issue as well. But to your point, Nancy, floods are not just about the river rising and sandbags around your house.
Just because you don't have a little creek in your backyard or you don't live on Lake Monroe doesn't mean that you might not have a flood.
Exactly. And I looked at my policy specifically and was shocked to see how little coverage there was. I'm nowhere near a river or any body of water. But if my gutters decide to fill up this fall and flood my basement, I have limited coverage. I mean, certainly, you know, not enough in my opinion, but I bought as much as I could. So it is an issue.
Yeah. I think people don't realize that, you know.
No.
Washers break.
Exactly. I was gonna say, it's the washing machine.
Your son left the sink, the tub on. Your 5-year-old son turned the tub on and left it on, and it's overflowing.
Yeah.
That's a flood.
That is a flood.
Check your policies. Once again, check your policies. I think that's the theme today. Check your policies.
Exactly.
Gates also does commercial insurance for businesses. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Exactly. So we're all familiar with the stuff we buy at home and the stuff we own at home. But if we're a business owner or work for a business, there's insurance that comes along with that. And specific examples are, you know, the property that's in the business, the business autos are a big deal. Some sort of professional liability for whatever it is that you or your firm may be doing. A lot of people are familiar with workers' compensation or some sort of specialty coverage. If you're doing something that's unique or unusual, you may need specialty coverage for those types of things. And again, as a business owner, I think they're a little more in tune with the term risk manager. They understand risk really well for the most part. And so everything that we talked about in the first segment of the show applies to, you know, business owners or folks that are, you know, helping or advising a business owner in that capacity. It's important, again, education. Education, education. So if someone comes in and starts to talk about business auto, then we're going to go through an education process first, determine what is appropriate for them and what their budget is and what they feel strongly about. Some business owners don't feel strongly about certain types of risks. They're willing to accept that. And others, they just, you know, simply are not willing to take that kind of risk. And so the coverage is tailored around what they want to do and what's appropriate for them. And back to our original point of being an independent agency, lots of choices in terms of carriers that are out there that can help the business owner insure, you know, his or her business. One of the things that we've seen is the lines start to blur a little bit on home-based businesses.
That was going to be one of my questions, because so many people work out of their homes nowadays, and even if they're a satellite office for a bigger business.
Absolutely. So it is definitely something that needs to be looked at, because with things like Uber and Airbnb and any other type of, you know, activity you may be performing in your home, which is, like you said, Nancy, very common, it's flexible. It's great. They may help you with those types of things, but then it may be something that people had just have not considered. And so it's important to take a look at, you know, what is my liability, or what will the insurance company pay or not pay for if my laser printer that I'm using for work does something bad and causes a fire in my house. So we have to really be mindful and careful about those types of things. And typically, you know, there are tax advantages to doing these types of things. So it's not all about just coverage. There are reasons to segment things and in the office and the home into little compartments for the business and the rest of the house for the personal stuff. So, and again, it's not always about price.
No,
you know, it's about the appropriate coverage for the risk that you have. From a commercial line side of things, what we're seeing some real interest in right now is cyber liability, which kind of goes back to our identity theft sort of issue. You really need to take a look at what kind of safeguards you have in place, and then if you have those in place, you should also have insurance if someone thinks that your safeguards weren't quite enough. And so there's insurance for that. When we let people's data out the door, either by accident or however it happens, insurance exists to help you with making people whole and recovering from those types of situations. And it's a huge issue. I don't think there's a week that goes by anymore when you don't hear
it. I was just going to say, everybody knows about the Target debacle where the our industry, the HVAC industry, is the one who actually had the hack in it that somehow, thousands and thousands of employees and customers of Target were hacked because someone did that at a Target store.
Right.
That was a couple years ago now. But, I mean, it, like you said, on a weekly basis, you can see and hear about these cyber things that are happening. So
and it,
businesses,
it certainly isn't
especially
gonna stop.
That have e-commerce, definitely need to have some type of – and who doesn't have e-commerce?
Your business email. I know there was a case not long ago in the title insurance business where wiring instructions were being sent, and somebody's computer was hacked, and the hacker changed the wiring instructions, and nobody questioned it. And so $200,000 plus were transferred to
the wrong place.
And everybody was sued and everybody lost except for the person who lost the money, and they got their money back.
Exactly. Business umbrella, same thing as a personal. When your policy is exhausted, it steps in and helps you out, typically bigger numbers because businesses are typically dealing in bigger numbers. And right now, one of the things that's in the forefront is employee benefits. You talk a lot about that, health insurance, ancillary types of coverage. And it's very important. And with all the change that's going on with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and even more implementation of that in 2017, it's an important topic for business owners. And, of course, the results of the election may affect that as well.
Yeah.
You know, whether it doesn't matter what your political opinion is, there's going to be something that's going to happen that we'll have to adjust and deal with.
Absolutely. Well, we're almost done for today, but I want to make sure that you have the time to talk about how people can get in touch with you to talk to you more about insurance, whether it's business or personal.
I think the best way is to look us up on the web, which is gatesins.com. And you can also reach us at in Bloomington at 812-336-0231.
Perfect. Thank you for being here today, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.